This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University has been enrolling an increasing number of students from Arab countries. A new student group on campus aims to build relationships between those students and the community. Hashim Al-Rakabi is the president of Western's Organization for Arab Students. He's from Iraq and moved to Macomb 2.5 years ago. He says Macomb is nothing like his hometown of Baghdad. Al-Rakabi says despite that, he's always felt welcomed. But he knows international students can sometimes feel sequestered from the rest of the community. Al-Rakabi says his friends had discussed starting a group for Arab students and felt a sense of urgency following the November election of Donald Trump as president.
With a lot of people starting circulating, a lot of stereotypes about Arabs and Muslims. So we say this, since we enjoy this diversity at Western, we need to keep this diversity by getting involved more in the community. And the best way to involve is to have this organization and do like not only cultural event, but also do volunteering task with other organizations so that we have the opportunity to actually interact with people and at the same time show the community that we appreciate being part of Macomb.
Western has been striving to bring in a lot of international students. It seems like we're seeing more and more Arab students enrolled here.
Yeah, actually, like a lot of students, they like to go to universities where they were previously Arab students, because by this way, if they have a language challenge, they can ask other friends who are familiar with Arabic to like guide them. And also, so I think the International Student Office, they do many trips to Arab countries to publicize about the university.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a correct.
Yeah. No, that would be right. Yeah. So besides the current Arabic culture that's here at Western, is there anything else that's drawing people to attend Western?
Western, like, have a very affordable life. And also, like, the community here is welcoming. Like, I remember when I first came here, like, a lot of people, when they first meet me, you welcome to the U.S. Where are you from? So, like, people would like to interact with international students. They like to know about your culture. They respect your identity. And this is very important to us. So I think this is one factor that a lot of Arabs came here.
And the first meeting of the Organization for Arab Students was pretty well attended. You had a lot of folks that came out, both who were Arab students and then just American folks, too, who were interested in learning more.
Yeah, and actually, like, also, like, many of the, like, President Thomas, the mayor, and a lot of people came and they showed their support and their willingness to, like, even the mayor mentioned many times, like, his door open to anyone who has a complaint or anything.
Yeah, both Western's President Jack Thomas and Mayor Mike Inman were there, like you said. And one thing that they both said that I kind of found interesting that I couldn't imagine them saying to another student organization was they both, mentioned that if you all encountered any sort of negative attitudes, to definitely let them know. Is that something that you as a group are on the lookout for?
Actually, like a lot of students, like in the Arab community, they fear like they face such negative attitudes. But until now, like we did not have such encounter. And I think the president and the mayor, both of them, they have in mind the recent intimidation where in other states or in other communities. But fortunately, in Macomb, we did not have such thing. This is why we need to get involved so people know more about us and they don't believe in the stereotypes.
What are you wanting people to know more about?
To know more about the Arab culture. A lot of people believe like all Arabs are Muslims, but in Arab countries we have Christian people, we have Jews, and we have like even like there are religions that are not known, only like local religion, like we have in Iraq, like we have Shebek, Yazidiya, and a lot of other groups, they are only found in Iraq. So it's more diverse people. So diversity also exists within the Arab culture. It's not like monolithic identity. Even though all Arab countries speak Arabic, still we have different accents and different words that we use, even though it's the same alphabet.
Are there any main misconceptions out there that you are hoping to correct?
Like one of the negative attitudes, like a lot of people believe like Arabs hate American or something like this, or they hate the culture of America. And this is like a lot of the media, they focus on the violence and image. For this reason, like, it's kind of fear of interacting with Arabs. But this is like not a general thing. Like a lot of people, they have, as we mentioned before, like they are welcoming Arabs, especially in this community. But still, I think we need to do some more like in this area, like to show them like we don't hate American, like we respect them. And this is why we came to U.S. universities, to learn from the U.S. and from their prestigious universities.
Hashim Al-Rakabi is an international student from Iraq studying at Western Illinois University. He learned English through Western's English as a Second Language program and is scheduled to graduate this spring with a master's degree in political science. After that, he'd like to get a PhD. Al-Rakabi is the leader of Western's Organization for Arab Students. He says they're currently working to create a play to dispel some of the stereotypes about Arabs. Overall, they have 6 events planned for the spring semester, including cultural discussions and volunteer opportunities within the community. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.